Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, with our co-host, Dave Nerchi, as we get after lessons learned from the book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz. Dave, I did it. Got through the entire first intro. Take. Didn't muck it up at all. All right. Today, we are going to be talking about to move up, you have to be better than the other people already at the position. And so this is brought to you by Ditch the Suits podcast, where we focus on helping you get more out of your money and your life. That podcast is brought to you by myself and Steve Campbell as the hosts. And you can get more information on that at nqrmedia.com. You can go to at nqrmedia on YouTube, any place where podcasts are, you can find it. We also have our very own website, which is, believe it or not, I always forget it, but it's ditchthesuits.com. I keep thinking it's dts.com. I don't know why I keep doing that, but yeah. I don't check
you
out.
You didn't
the
put the www on this time.
I That's didn't. Like even, yeah. I know, because that shows you how old I am, basically, that I still think I have to do www when I say a website.
Do you do that when you Google something? You put www and
no, I don't. So I know better. I'm just like, you know, doing a podcast is hard, man. You sit in here and you're like, oh, it's easy. Just talk to your phone. But uh-huh. I don't know. I guess when you're my age and you didn't grow up with the phone, it's just kind of like,
yeah,
the phone's, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing now. So anyway, you just get stupid when you turn the phone on. Basically, that's what happens. Yep. So, yeah, let's get back after this. To move up, you have to be better than the people already at the positions. Where do you want to go with this?
It's an interesting one because I think it depends how you kind of take this one, right? Because we talk about teaching and not being, you know, scared about somebody taking your position because you taught them to be better than you, essentially, right? We've talked about that in previous episodes. So I think maybe we ask ourselves, well, what does it mean to be better than the people there? How do you actually define that? If you're someone trying to move up in an organization,
yeah,
right? What does that mean to be better? Are you trying to, you know, wiggle your way past someone in a,
yeah.
Or what's the right way to do that, right? Without sacrificing others, I guess.
One of my favorite takeaways from the book is the whole world class concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've already started to implement some of that stuff into our hiring decisions. And I think this is along the world class discussion from the sense that the business has moved from point A to point B. And you are at the position, you know, you work for the business and the business now has this position that's open. The business needs to hire the best possible person for that position.
Right.
And that may come from within, that may come from outside. And it's really, if the business is growing, the business is going to have a hard time. And we know this because you and I have experienced this. It's going to be very hard to mentor and develop somebody in a critical role,
mm-hmm.
Who does not come with the skills or the tools available to run to fill that role in the first place, right? You actually take the business back a step. Right. So you have a dynamic team. You have a superstar team, and you have a manager that moves up to another position, right? And first of all, that manager's goal should have been to have developed leadership behind them that can step in. But let's say that the organization is growing too fast and there's a lot of new people and there isn't somebody yet identified that can fill that role. If you take somebody who's underdeveloped and put them in that role and hope that they catch up so that they can be world-class at the role some point in the future, they can actually destroy the entire team because it can hold it back, right? Like where I look at this is the world class question is, do I have somebody in that position who is really good mm-hmm. at what that position needs? Where am I putting somebody in that position who has to actually grow into it? Right. And therefore, if I have to grow into a position, I'm going to hold it back while I'm growing.
Right.
And what is the damage or the harm that could come because of that?
Right. So then if you don't have, and that's where I think world-class could come into, if you don't have someone who can step into that position, that's where you have to go look for the world-class person to fill it in. If you can't, if because of the growth you're experiencing and the pace of the company doesn't allow for growth in that role, you need to find it now.
Well, it leads to another principle that we're going to talk about, the Peters principle, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I move people up just because they're here into a role they're not qualified for, basically they will become incompetent in that role. And then their job satisfaction and their work product and everybody that they influence is going to go off a cliff.
Yeah.
And they've been, you know, along this journey and have, you know, put their blood, sweat, and tears in it. But if we promote them too fast or put them in a position or a title or something like that, that's above and beyond them, and then have to take it away from them because we realize, okay, they're not going to be able to grow fast enough to be able to be what we need out of this position, what does that do to the organization? That's extremely destructive.
Right.
You know, so you can really erode trust within the organization from doing that, because it's going to be damaging to, you know, relationships. It's damaging to reputations. It introduces politics, hurt feelings, you know, those types of things. A lot of times, you know, those parties will actually leave the company. So you could have had somebody who was very, very good at job X. So you promote them to job Y because it's the next, let's say, lineal kind of step, and they're horrible at the next job. And it's like, look, you were a world-class producer, but you're not a world-class manager. In fact, you don't have a clue how to manage. That's where I think to, when I look at this point, kind of my mind goes is it's, you've got to be good and you've got to be prepared and ready for that position when you get put in that position. Otherwise you shouldn't be put in the position.
Right. Yeah. And I think it'll bring up a little bit of a different point, but when you were talking, Travis, I kind of heard something about, preparing for that promotion or change in your role. I think an important part of that, and we've had this at Seed, right? If an employee really, you know, essentially changing divisions or a team where, you know, that's where their goal and their passion is, and that's where they want their career path to go, or they're simply, you know, being promoted, you need to prepare that person who's going to be filling what your role was, right? So I kind of look at it that way too. And that's where you mentioned, like, there can be a void, right? If you're just promoting people or you move somebody up and you don't have someone to fill that role in, that's where you can see that snowball effect, right? Yeah. Where now you have these gaps on your team. The person you promote, they might not be ready for that role, but now also where they were, there's also a gap. So I think part of that preparedness and kind of how I look at this too is, can that person effectively backfill their role? Right. If they want to be promoted, you know, move, whether it's, you know, vertically, horizontally within a company, are they able to prepare somebody else to take over their role? And I think that can also show some of that, you know, maturity and readiness to move on as well.
Yeah. I think that you've got this question about what can I do? Right. So me as the employee who, you know, if I'm just focusing on the job or the title of the job or the money that the title pays or something like that, that's back to our leading indicators and our numbers and everything like that, right? That's a numbers thing. I'm looking at the end result. The end result is the paycheck or the title, and I want that. The leading indicator is, what can I do to prepare myself so that I know what to do when I get it, basically? Right. What skills do I need to learn? What classes do I need to take? What rough edges do I need to round, right? What are the things that I need to do? And a good leader or a good manager, like you're saying, is basically ought to be able to replace themselves. They ought to have a pipeline of people who are developing that can replace them. Yep. A good manager, a good leader is going to sit down with you and say, hey, Dave, I want to, you know, groom you for something bigger because I see these attributes, these, you know, attributes to you that imply that you're going to be able to be a much bigger, have a much bigger role in the future in our company. But to get there, this is what you're going to need to do.
Right.
These are the things you're going to have to get good at. And how can I help you do that? Because I want to see you succeed, right? That's good leadership. That's good management. I think that that gets to what you're saying is, I can't just say, well, I got this other young guy behind me. He'll be fine. We'll throw him in the position. He'll learn like I did on the job. It's it's my responsibility to prepare him or her and make sure that they are ready to take over that job so that when they get there, it's not just about the title and the paycheck. It's about all these things that they are capable of doing that justify the title and the paycheck.
Right. And that essentially represents that they are ready for that because it is beyond themselves, right? They're thinking about the company, the company's success and longer term than just, oh, I get my promotion and my raise. Yeah. Great. You know, there's going to be a mess there, but it's not my problem anymore. As opposed to, because of this promotion, I need to make sure the team is still good, right? So if they're thinking that way, that's a great indicator that they're going to be successful in the next role.